Ciao. Yeah, Dave, once again, checking in. It's the end of the day, sort of. It's about half six. No, I don't know what the time is. Half seven. I've just been watching the cricket in an Irish bar near, and correct me if I'm wrong, anyone, near the VL Venezia. Shut up. On VL Plebiscito. Like, that's the road of the plebs. Road of the commoners, I think that's what it is. Scholars Lounge, anyway, check it out if you're in Rome. Great place to go. Quite authentic. I've never been to an Irish pub, but quite authentic to somewhere like O'Neill's. Yeah, but sport on everywhere. And I watched the cricket, and I hate cricket. I hate cricket. I was trying to find somewhere that might show Roma's game. Roma were playing in the UEFA Cup qualifying against some Polish team, and they did have that on in the corner. From what I can see, finishing the 3-3 draw. But everyone was watching the cricket. A load of Aussies in there. Being loud. Mainly blokes, and one... It sounds so sort of stereotypical. Loads of blokes and one girl, and she was wearing like a cricket top that looked like a rugby top, and she had a broken nose. And I'm not making this up, that was it. And they were all loud and getting into trouble with the bar staff, who are all Irish and all seem quite lovely. And the music was authentic as well. If you go to an Irish bar like Walkabout, lots of random stuff on there. What were the songs that made me happy? Well, the best one was Waterfall. Stone Roses, Waterfall. Obviously great. And the most surreal one to me, here's one for you indie kids from the early noughties, if you like. It was JJ72 with Snow. It took me a little while to actually remember what that was, and that's what it was. And I'm just about to get run over, walking across this piazza here. Let's have a little jog on. Nice one. Jog on, son, jog on. Yeah, that was weird. It might have been a mistake, or it might have been the fit barmaid who was working there. She might have been a sister of the fit bass player who was in that band, and I can't remember his name. Anyway, they had Sky Sports News on one little screen, and it had subtitles on. Now, it was Sky Sports from Ireland, from what I've worked out from the adverts. They were going on about Spurs for some reason. Anyone remember Spurs? Yeah. But banging on about last night and how they won 5-1, and well done Spurs. Well done. You beat Hull. Well done. And subtitle came up after talking about Jermaine Defoe, who scored a hat-trick. Well done, Jermaine. And it said he doesn't know... I wish I could tell you exactly what it said. He doesn't look where the golf is. I think that's what it said. He doesn't look where the golf is. And that's brilliant. That's a catchphrase. That's going to be my status tonight. Facebook status. He doesn't know where the golf is. Or whatever it was. I paraphrase. I wrote it down in notes on my iPhone. Yeah. So this is part one of my Thursday ramble, and I'll do another one before I get home. But that's that while it was fresh in my mind, and before I have a few more beers. You'll hear some more later. Thank you. Bye bye.